नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगभरायते जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय दंडवत प्रणाम से द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स नितलाय श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एंड नितलाय श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत श्री वामन गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव टू एंटायर रूपानु कार्य गुरुवर्ग इन टू स्पेशली गार्जियंस वैष्णव वैष्णवीज इन टू दीज मोस्ट बिलवेड एसोसिएट्स श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु श्री गदाधर पंडित एंड श्री भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर तीरो भाव तिथि वी आर ऑब्जर्विंग टूडे. सो भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर इन वन वे ही इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी the manifestation of Sri Gadadhar Pandit himself. And there he left on the same tithi as Sri Gadadhar Pandit. So beginning with Sri Gadadhar Pandit, a few months before, maybe a couple of months before, we observed his Avirbhav tithi. So on that tithi, we heard from the Vaishnavas also about Gadadhar Tattva, who he is. Gadadhar Pandit, originally he was born in Chattogram. No, he was born there in Chattogram, which is in Bangladesh. His father was Madhav Mishra. And his mother was Ratnavati Devi. No. So then, as we know, before Mahaprabhu's appearance, all these associates, they were spread out in different areas. Like Advaita Acharya, he was in Shantipur. Shivas Thakur was in Kumarhatta. And all the others were in different places. Nityanand Prabhu was not even in Gaudamandal. He was in Vrindavan at that time. No, everyone were at different places. Haridas Thakur was in another place. This way, when Mahaprabhu was born, then they all started converging. Like all the rivers meet the ocean, all these different devotees, they start coming and start residing in Mayapur, in Navadvip. So therein we see that Gadadhar Pandit, he came with his parents and he started residing there in Mayapur. And we hear that along with Mahaprabhu, Murari Gupta, Sarva Damodar Goswami, whose name at that time was Purushottam Bhattacharya. And everyone else, Mukunda, Vasu Ghosh, and then all the others, they would attend the toll of Gangadas Pandit, the school of Gangadas. So there, as we know, Mahaprabhu, he was playing the pastimes of being a scholar, Nimai Pandit. And therein he would have so many wonderful discussions, like establishing something, refuting, and doing all these things, fighting with Murari Gupta, quarreling on the Dhatu, Nisarga, Anusarga, all these components of Sanskrit grammar. But then Gadadhar Pandit would never be interested in any of this. He had no time. Mahaprabhu would even try arguing with him, but Gadadhar, he would simply walk away. And sometimes if Mahaprabhu would come in front of him, he would take another turn. And then Mahaprabhu, he would say, Gadadhar, by your blessings, one day I will weep in Krishna Prem, in Krishna Bhakti. And as we know, after Mahaprabhu came from Gaya, where he was initiated by Sri Ishwar Puri, he completely changed. And then as we know, Mahaprabhu, he would become so much absorbed in Bhav, in Mahabhav, the moods of Srimati Radhika, that he would jump up and down, jump high up and down again. All these moods that are described by our acharyas, by our Guru Varga, like in Nandakishore Goswami's Gaur Premulla Stotra, and Rai Ram Goswami's Gaur Prem Stavaraj, Prabodhananda Sasi Thakur's Chaitanya Chandramrit, Sarvam Bhattacharya's Chaitanya Shatakam, and this Raghunandan Goswami's Gauranga Viruddhavali, And all these different stotras, everything has been described of Mahaprabhu's bhavs. So once when Mahaprabhu was jumping up and rolling on the ground, at that time, Gadadhar, he caught Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu, why was he covered with the mood of Srimati Radhika? Because Srimati Radhika, she told Krishna that if you were to ever experience my bhavs, my moods, you would not be able to tolerate. And I cannot see you hurting yourself. No. Srimati Radhika prays that my chest is so hard. When you keep your feet on my chest, I feel that your feet might be pained by my hard chest. So Srimati Radhika is so concerned for his feet. How will she feel when her Prananath, beloved Krishna, is rolling on the ground? No, how she will, she cannot tolerate. So therefore she covered him with her complexion, saying, I cannot bear to see this. So now again in the form of Gadadhar Pandit, Srimati Radhika is seeing, and she cannot bear to see such moods that Krishna is experiencing, and she's catching Mahaprabhu. No, and then Sachimata, and then once Mahaprabhu is tearing open his chest, he's saying, Gadadhar, where is Krishna? Krishna is in your heart, and he's tearing open his chest. No, and then Gadadhar caught Mahaprabhu's hands. And then Sachidevi, she told Gadadhar Pandit, that wherever my Nima is, you must promise that you will also be there. Then Gadadhar Pandit, he gave his word. Yes, I'll surely be there. Therefore, we see Gadadhar Pandit, he never married his entire life. His life, his everything was for Mahaprabhu. He kept nothing for himself. So this way, even when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, no. Even when Mahaprabhu was experiencing all these bhavs of Srimati Radhika, once he heard someone weeping behind. So Mahaprabhu asked his associates, who is that weeping behind? Who is that? Then they said, that is your beloved Gadadhar. And Mahaprabhu was speaking in the house of Suklambar Brahmachari, is weeping. No, experiencing the bhavs of Srimati Radhika. Then he asked, who is that? Who's also weeping alongside. Then they said, that is your beloved Gadadhar. And Mahaprabhu, he called Gadadhar. And then as we know, if you see in Rupa Goswami's Ashtakaliya Leela Smaran Mangal Stotra, and also in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Ashtakaliya Leela Smaran Mangal Stotra, they have described the Ashtakaliya Leela of actually Gaur and Gadadhar there, if you see. No, Rupa Goswami is describing how Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit, they're walking on the banks of the Ganga, they're entering the kunjas, they're sitting on a singhasan, and all their associates are doing arati this way. Everything they're describing there in their Smaran Mangal Stotra. So actually, Gaur and Gadadhar, their leelas together are part of Navdeep's Ashtakaliya Leela. No, it's described there by Rupa Goswami and Chakravarti Thakur. So this way we see that Mahaprabhu is relishing all these pastimes with Gadadhar Pandit in Navdeep. But still, he made that very strong decision. And what was that? To leave Navadvip. No, because Mahaprabhu, as we know, he knew that unless and until I myself renounce everything like the gopis, I can never know what the nature of their prema is like. No, or else this naparayam niravadya samvijam will only become theoretical, theory thesis. Won't be practical. So Mahaprabhu, he took that decision to leave everything behind. And then he told Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda, Chandrasekharacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur. That's all. No one else. Others could not tolerate. They would have heard. They would have even left their lives. So then Gadadhar Pandit said, what is the use? Why should you give it up when you have everything here in Navdeep? Mahaprabhu said, I have to deliver everyone else. No. Because Mahaprabhu had to go so many other places. No. Because Mahaprabhu, you see, people from three provinces were especially dear to Mahaprabhu. One was, of course, Bengal, which is there when Mahaprabhu was born. Second was Utkal Desh. And third was this province of Andhra Pradesh. No, Mahaprabhu, he went there and he liked. So all the people of Andhra Pradesh were also waiting for him there, all the people of South India there. So therefore, we see that Mahaprabhu, he had to go there and he had to send his limbs all around the world. No, if Mahaprabhu would not start his own preaching mission, then who would continue his preaching mission? No. So therefore, he said, I have to leave. And then ultimately, what is the meaning of sannyas? Samyak rupena nyas means to relish the bhavas of Srimati Radhika in the Gambira alongside Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda, Lalita Vishaka. He had to meet Vishaka in Kovur, on the banks of the Godavari. So he had to take that step. And then Sarup Damodar Goswami said, if you are taking that step, then I will also take that step. I will also take sannyas. Then as we know, Gadadhar Pandit, he took Kshetra Sannyas. No, he took Kshetra Sannyas. He said, I will not stay here also. Then he left. Then as you know, when Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan, Gadadhar said, I don't care for my Kshetra Sannyas. I don't care. Then Mahaprabhu said, how can you just leave it? You cannot leave. He said, I don't care. And Mahaprabhu said, what will people think of me? I have come here to establish Dharma. And now they will say that, look at Krishna Chaitanya. He himself is breaking Dharma and he is also having his associates break Dharma. It is not proper. So Mahaprabhu sent him back. And then as we know, when this deity of Gopinath manifested, Mahaprabhu actually told Gadadhar, Gadadhar, I am giving you my Prananath. No. If you see, Mahaprabhu spoke this in the mood of Srimati Radhika, that I am giving you my Prananath. But here if you see, this was only a pretext. Actually, Mahaprabhu in the mood of Krishna, he was telling Srimati Radhika that here is your Prananath. Because who is Gadadhar Pani? She is Srimati Radhika herself. So he gave Gopinath to her, to him. And then as we know, the deity of Gopinath was established there. If you see the deities of, the two deities there also alongside Gopinath, which is Radharani and Lalita. But Gurudev is also at sometimes, he said, those are actually the deities of Lalita and Vishakha, he said. He said actually Sarup Damodar, he entered into the deity of Lalita, Rai Ramananda entered into the deity of Vishakha, and Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna Milittanu, no? He's the combined form of Radha and Krishna, so he entered inside Gopinath this way. So we see, we heard this tattva of Gadadhar so many times, but still it is so deep as the ocean itself, the unfathomable ocean itself. How Mahaprabhu was always surrounded by Sarup Damodar and Raya Ramananda in the Gambira, but not Gadadhar. Because if Gadadhar Pant would have been there, immediately he would have become absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radhi, in the mood of Krishna, and he would have embraced Gadadhar Pandit as Srimati Radhika herself. So Gadadhar Pandit said, if this is your desire, then I will not disturb you. Therefore, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami, he has said, Gadadhar Pandit has a mood like that of Rukmini, he has said. He has said that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So some may say that he is saying Gadadhar Pandit is Rukmini. No, but it is not true. He said like Rukmini. Why? Because Rukmini has Dakshinya Bhav, the mood of servitorship. So therefore, Gadadhar Pandit said, if I have to be submissive, no, Dakshinya, then I will be more than even Rukmini, he said. More than even Rukmini, I will be submissive, he said. So therefore, he said, I will not disturb you in any way. And even in there, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami has said that Rai Ramananda is like Subal, he has said. Why? Because Subal, he is pacifying Krishna's separation from Srimati Radhika. So just as Rai Ramananda is pacifying Mahaprabhu, Subal used to do that. Therefore, he said he is not Subal. He is like Subal, he has said this way. And then as you know, in Braj, Radharani, wherever Baldev Prabhu is, she never stays there. Because Baldev is like a father to her. No, but here we see in Gaur Leela, Radharani is even cooking for Baldev Prabhu. And then they're honoring Prasad together. They're doing Sankirtan together. So this way, the main disciples of Gadadhar Pandit are Lokanath Goswami, Uharbu Goswami, Madhu Pandit Goswami, Paramananda Goswami, who manifested the deity of Gopinath, and then Vakreshwar Pandit, as we heard a few days before, Achyutananda Goswami, Advaita Acharya's son. It is said once Achyutananda was sitting on the lap of Advaita, and then Advaita Acharya, someone asked Advaita Acharya, who is the guru of Mahaprabhu? He said Keshav Bharati. And immediately Advaita Acharya said, I cannot bear to sit on the lap of that person, even if he is my father. If he is saying that someone else is the guru of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu is Jagat Guru, how can you even say that? I will not sit on the lap of this person again. Advaita Acharya was so happy with his son, then he offered him to Gadadhar Pandit's hands. No, and then we see Srinath Chakravarti, the guru of Kavi Karnapur Goswami, was Gadadhar Pandit's guru. So in one way, Kavi Karnapur was like the grand disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. And we see also Anantacharya, he was also a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. And you see Haridas Goswami, who was the pujari of Govindadev, he was the one who requested Kaviraj Goswami to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he was also the grand disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. And we see Vallabhacharya also. He was the disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. No, he wanted Mahaprabhu to give initiation, but Mahaprabhu did not. Then he went to Gadadhar Pandit, who was very simple-hearted. Then he gave him. Mahaprabhu was very unhappy. And then Gadadhar Pandit had to take reinitiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So we see Mamu Thakur, who continued the service of Gopinath, was also Gadadhar Pandit's disciple. And then lastly, even Amog, no, the son-in-law of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, who did some titkari. In Hindi, they say titkari. Titkari means taunt. He taunted Mahaprabhu, no, who's being sannyasi, eating so much, it's not good. No. So then he got cholera, about to die. Then Mahaprabhu cured him and then offered him to Gadadhar Pandit, saying, you take care of him. So Mahaprabhu offered so many into the hands of Gadadhar Pandit. He initiated so many. So today is his Tirubhav Tithi. And today is also the Tirubhav Tithi of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If it wasn't for Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gurudev used to say, none of us would be here. None of us. would be sitting here. It wasn't for Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's son was who? Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he was the one who preached everywhere through his disciples, through the grand disciples of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we hear that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was born in Birnagar, near Mayapur. His father was Ananda Chandra Datta. His mother was Jagat Mohini Devi. This way, when he was born, very inquisitive, as we see in his biography, he would have many interesting exchanges. He would never follow these rituals and customs of Bengal. Let's say someone was making a deity of Kali Devi or Chandi Devi, Chamundeshwari. Then they would make it out of grass. Then he would say, is that life? They would say, no. When we put eyes, then there will be life. And when they put eyes there, is that life? He would say, no. And then when a Brahmin does pran pratishtha, then there will be life. But then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, it's bogus. They don't follow anything. So as he was growing up, he was married first to, and then to Bhagavati Devi. So then he went to Krishnanagar, University of Calcutta, all these places where the family of Rabindranath Tagore, who wrote the national anthem for India, they were his friends, the Brahmo Samaj. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not care for their teachings. And then we hear that even one of his uncles, ancestors rather, Govinda Sharan Dutt, whose village was called Govindapur, and along with Sutan Nuti and Kaligad, formed present-day Kolkata. So Sir Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he preached everywhere. And then when he came to Jagannath Puri, he became the district magistrate. And there in Jagannath Vallabh Vatika, he would speak on the Bhagavatam. And that assembly was called Bhagavat Sansad. And then when he would speak on the teachings of Mahaprabhu near Mukti Mandap, that place was called Mukti Mandap. And when he would speak Harikatha near Mahaprabhu's footprints, it was called Bhakti Mandap. And everyone would come to listen to him speak there. And then as we hear, he would do Namahata programs everywhere there. And then when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was about to leave Puri, it is said one old lady was following him from behind. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked this old lady, who are you? She said, I am Bimala Devi. Every day when you used to speak Harikatha, I used to come and listen. But now without you, what will I do? Where will I go? Cannot bear to leave your association. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur anyhow pacified this goddess. And then we hear that when he used to speak Katha there, there used to be some envious personalities also. There was one personality when Bhaktivinoda Thakur spoke Katha. When he left that place, he had all his disciples clean that place with cow dung. And then it is said that person, the next day, he was dying, passing so much stool, urine and dying. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself came and gave him Jagannath Charanamrit and he made him better again. This way he blessed him, saying, don't be so envious. And this way we see that he would speak in all those places there. And as we know, his son, Prabhupada, would carry the books on his head, like Bhaktir Samrit Sindhu, Ujjwal Neelamani, and all these granthas. And then as you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur would speak in a gentle way. So he had much of an audience. But Prabhupada, he was very hard-hitting. No, he used to speak the unpalatable truth. So gradually, everyone stopped coming, except for one or two. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, anyhow, he gave Narsingha Mantra, Kurma Mantra to his son. And then we see, this is how he raised him up. So we see, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur was preaching, he wrote so many books as well. So many. And Gurudev himself has translated so many. Like Bhagavat Arka Marichi Mala, then Chaitanya Shikshamrit, then this Jayavadharma, Prem Pradeep, and then the commentaries on Bhagavad Gita, Rasikranjan Bhashya, and then the Bhagavatam, Krishna Samhita, and then so many, he wrote so many. And if you see, he has touched every single moment of our lives. How? Beginning from Mangalarati to Madhyan Bhogarati to Gaur Arati to Shayan Arati, and beginning from all the kirtans, A to Z, Guru, Vaishnav, Nityanand Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Panchatattva, Harinam, Sharanagati, Radha, Krishna, he sung everything for our maintenance, for our spiritual well-being, for our spiritual benefit. So therefore, if it wasn't for this great personality, none of us would have known who Mahaprabhu is. As we know, before him, people, they would do kirtan for money. And when dead bodies were going on procession, they would do kirtan following them from behind. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur changed all of that. He brought the educational people into the society and everything. Even the British, they were envious of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They used to call him a Bible thief. They would say stealing from the Bible. But little did they know that he's actually refining the Bible and presenting it as it is to the public. So this way, he there are so many glories of this divine associate, and his final contribution was Jaiva Dharma. And Gurudev used to say that this Jaiva Dharma is my life and soul. But still he used to say that one must be very careful not to misinterpret the mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He said some have given wrong interpretations, translations. He said in one translation of Harinam Mahamantra, this Harinam Chintamani, therein it is said they gave everyone is of Madhuri Ras. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gurudev became very upset. So this way, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur composed Harinam Chintamani, before that, he put an ad on the Statesman in Amrit Bazar Patrika, saying, if anyone has any information on Haridas Thakur, please send it to me. And then everyone, they send little. But there was one person from Sri Hatta, the place of Mahaprabhu's father, who sent one conversation between Haridas Thakur and Mahaprabhu. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so happy with this, and he published it as Harinam Chintamani. So this way, even when Gurudev wrote an article on Haridas Thakur, he said, some Vaishnavas say that Haridas Thakur was a Brahmin, but whose parents died and was later adopted by a Muslim family. And when Param Gurudev saw this, he said, who told you this? So Gurudev said, hearsay, some Vaishnavas are saying. Param Gurudev said, never. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family. So we follow him and not the others. So this is their nishtha in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So I offer my Pushpanjali at the lotus feet of these two great personalities, and I pray that we can safeguard our devotion and have a very strong fence built around this seed of bhakti that has been very mercifully sown in our hearts by Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas. Anchakalpatarubhishya kripasanvayacha vaitanam bhavnibhyo vishnibhyo namo.
Tivarandasya Gyanandana Shlakaya Chakshurun Militam Enatismai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishna Vibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj to Arupanuga Guru Varga and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today in this Amavasya Titi, the new moon, in this month of Ashar, we are observing the disappearance day of Sri Gadadhar Pandit and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So this they have chosen this day, we know, because just very soon also this Rath Yatra, which is one of the highlights during Mahaprabhu's pastimes, coming. And during that time, Swarup Damodar, he passed away. And before that, Gadadhar Pandit, he passed away. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the same way, he also passed away. So, Gadadhar Pandit, we know, is Shakti, Gora Shakti. To be able to appreciate fully glories of Gadadhar, then one has to understand Radha Tattva. Because really, Gadadhar is Srimati Radharani. When we know Radha is the complete Shakti of Krishna. Shakti, Shakti Maturabhed, they're not different. They're inseparable. They're like one, but the difference is Shakti is the Dharma of Shaktiman, meaning Shaktiman is independent and full of desires. But who fulfills that? The Shakti. So to fulfill that, then Shakti manifests like all these different moods. Also to help Shaktiman enjoy all these different moods of love also. So sometimes in Krishna Lila, we say that Radharani is in like left wing, like this dominant mood. Then there's the other gopis, which are they are submissive mood, in the right wing gopis. But really, if we understand by tattva, then we know that all of them are coming from Radharani. Radharani expands into unlimited these numbers of gopis, into all these different kinds of gopis, only to fulfill the desires of Krishna. So, therefore, when it is said Krishna wants to relish moods of Srimati Radharani, then now he comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we can understand, oh, Radha also manifests certain type of mood, now coming as Gadadhar Pandit, to facilitate, to help in that. So, Gadadhar, he appearing also on Amavasya. He disappeared also on Amavasya. And devotees, very poetically, they would say that, like Krishna, he appeared on Ashtami, Radha also appeared on Ashtami, like half of the month. But then when they combine together as Mahaprabhu, Krishna now as Mahaprabhu, his appearance is on full moon. And then Radharani appeared on the new moon. So then some, they would interpret the saying, oh, so now Radharani now became like zero. But Vaishnavas explained that now she's hiding. Moon is never zero. Moon is never, it's not like there's no moon. When in the new moon, there's no moon. Is that like at that time, then you can only see very little of the moon. But the moon is there, complete. It's only like the moon is manifesting only little part. In the same way, Shakti is there as Gadadhar. But he chose to manifest only like mood as, like someone not very, like on the background. Just think about this. Krishna coming in the mood of Radharani. And really, how glorious Radharani is. And imagine that if Radharani would be in that mood, like, look how great I am. The Krishna coming and like trying to boss over Krishna like this, you know. And so it will not be very favorable. And look what Radharani now, as Gadadhar Pandit, is doing. Very humble. But as if like she's like an ordinary personality. But she's always there. Gurudev would always say, like someone role-playing, you know, and then she's always checking and facilitating how Krishna now can relish all moods of Radha. So even from the very beginning, from their childhood, she's there. And she's there always to check and help assist like Krishna as Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu enjoying this pastime as a great scholar. So what Gadadhar do? He would teach that in bhakti, all this scholarship is useless. It's a waste of time. Mahaprabhu was doing that. He was expert in logic, grammar, and everything, and going arguing with everyone, even to the devotees. But he would approach Gadadhar, and Gadadhar would run away, showing that this is, I have no interest in these things. Then Mahaprabhu would tell to Gadadhar, don't worry, I'll soon become very great Vaishnav. Even Brahma and Lord Shiva will come to me and beg me for some prem like this. So then later on we know that in Navadvip finally Mahaprabhu appeared, he manifests his eternal pastimes. They're doing Sankirtan, distributing prem. And so Gadadhar also always there. But then we can see, like for example, when Lord Nityananda first came. When Lord Nityananda first came, even Lord Nityananda was hiding. Mahaprabhu asking people, like, look for where's there's some great personality coming today. Anyhow, Mahaprabhu, nobody could find. Mahaprabhu himself led all the devotees to Nandanacharya's house. And then they met Lord Nityananda. When they met, then it is said that, oh, it's like someone who's like very dear, like friends, not seeing each other for a long time. And oh, immediately so much like this mood of happiness from like separation and meeting. Lord Nityananda, Mahaprabhu, he said like they're crying, embracing each other. And Mahaprabhu, like both of them actually fell unconscious. But Mahaprabhu was on top of Lord Nityananda. No, not Lord Nityananda on top of Mahaprabhu. It's like the reverse. Usually, Vishnu on top of is carried by Ananta Shesh. But this time is like a Lord Nishananda now carried by Mahaprabhu. And so Gadadhar Pandit, then he started like glorifying, look, now the servant has left his pride as a servant. And he recited some shloka. And increasing like the ecstasy of the devotees and Mahaprabhu. Anyhow, it said that when Mahaprabhu like took sannyas, then they were in Jagannath Puri. Mostly in Jagannath Puri, then we see how Mahaprabhu relishing all this like separation mood, especially the separation moods of Srimati Radharani. So we hear from Srila Gurudev how in Puri, then every day Mahaprabhu would listen to Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit would be like reading Srimad Bhagavatam. He would be explaining Srimad Bhagavatam. So we know Srimad Bhagavatam is really nothing more than the glories of Srimati Radharani, glories of Swarup Shakti of Sri Krishna. So who can best explain this? Swarup Shakti herself, Srimati Radharani. So it is said that in Krishna Lila, Radharani cannot tell Krishna, oh, this is how I love you. You know, like this. Prem is not like that. Prem is somehow crooked and somehow like expressed in many ways. So in Krishna Lila, Radharani cannot explain these things. But now in Mahaprabhu Lila, especially that Krishna wants to relish all these moods, then now Radharani is in that, like this guy's, as a sannyasi, as Gadadhar Pandit, now explaining all these things, all these Leelas, and explaining what is, how Radharani is feeling. And therefore, now Krishna understanding. So it is said that, it has been mentioned, Bhakteshwara Pandit, he would together go with Mahaprabhu, with Advaita Acharya, and like some other devotees, every day, daily, to go there in that place of Tota Gopinath, this Yameshwar Tota, the place where Gadadhar Pandit was staying, and listening to recitation and explanation of Bhagavatam. And this way, Mahaprabhu, learning all these moods. And then at night, then he begins to practice this. With whom? With Lalita Vishaka, Swarup Damodara Rai Ramananda. We know this, in the Gambira. They would assist Mahaprabhu in this way, Gadadhar and Lalita and Vishaka. So in this way, like many years would pass like this, Mahaprabhu relishing all these moods. And like luckily devotees, they would see, because that time, that's only with them, this as very close associates. But especially Ratha-yatra time, then that's the time devotees can see directly how Mahaprabhu is like in separation. So anyhow, this today, this is appearance of Gadadhar Pandit. Some devotees, they said that on the day of Gundicha Marjan in the evening time, that was the time when Mahaprabhu, he like disappeared. He entered into the deity of Tota Gopinath. And then just the next day, Swarup Damodar also disappeared, like that. So then, this not mentioned very like by many devotees because this is very painful. So like me, I can mention this because I don't have that real like love. So this I just like easily can mention, but actual devotees then it's so painful for them. So and we can just imagine. Just now, like this Gundicha Marjan soon coming. So he said, just the next year, before that day come, then Gadadhar Pandit, like he left, so he entered in back to eternal pastimes. So Mahaprabhu only spent like 48 years in this world. So Gadadhar also, he's 1 year younger, so he left the next year. So he's also just stayed here 48 years. He waited though for Srinivas Acharya to come because Mahaprabhu told him one devotee would come, you'll have to train him Srimad Bhagavatam. But we know Srinivas came and he gave Gadadhar met. when Srinivas came to Jagannath Puri, it is said that he didn't know actually Mahaprabhu left already. But when he came, he was so devastated to find out he never had darshan of Mahaprabhu. He heard so much glories of Mahaprabhu. But then he met with Gadadhar Pandit, and he was very happy, especially in knowing that when he saw Gadadhar Pandit, he said Gadadhar Pandit was like very effulgent, but like lifeless because so much separation. But then when he introduced himself as Srinivas, then Gadadhar became again like, become so encouraged, knowing that, now I can serve. My Mahaprabhu told me to train you, Srimad Bhagavatam. The problem is we don't have the book, because he showed the book they have. It's all like rotten now because so much crying, it became so wet. So then he sent Srinivas back to Bengal to get a copy. And we know already the story. When he came back, already Gadadhar left. But he gave the blessing to Srinivas. And when Srinivas came there, he gave in a dream the instruction that he should go to Vrindavan and there learn from Rupa Sanatan. And who is there who can be as good or even better in explaining Bhagavatam than Radharani herself, her manjaris. So Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Labanga Manjari or Goswamis. So they're there. So that's another story. But today we're celebrating the disappearance of Gadadhar Pandit. To the material world, then they may consider disappearance, like he disappeared. He disappeared from the vision. But to those of actual relation, then he's always there. Even on the disappearance day, we know, we learn this from Vaishnavas all the time. That actually on the viraha, and that's the tattva on viraha. Viraha meaning vishesha and very secret meeting. Because by this separation mood, then you're remembering that beloved. And therefore you're meeting. So in this way, we're meeting. So now, today we're celebrating that disappearance. Also, he said that he is like Swarup, in his Pranam Mantra, Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namini Gora Shakti Swarupaya. So he's the Swarup of Gora Shakti, Gadadhar. Not that he is Gadadhar himself, but when he says Swarup, that means the same nature. It's like an expansion. And this is how actually Prabhupada sees his father. His father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as none other than expansion of Gadadhar Pandit. And therefore, he disappeared on the same day. So Gadadhar, Swarup, Gora Shakti, his very manifestation at that time is like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's been honored as foremost Rupanuga. And actually, all the Vaishnavas honored him as the Saptam Goswami, the seventh Goswami. What the Goswamis, the six Goswamis, have fulfilled, they have attained as their mission. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has done the same thing alone. We know Mahaprabhu, he gave this mission, four missions to the six Goswamis. We all know the six Goswamis, headed by Rupa Sanatan. Mahaprabhu gave them the mission to write books about the Bhakti Rasa. Bhakti has been taught, but about Bhakti Rasa, this is something very secret. Meaning, everything about Braj, all about this like Braja Prem, especially about Madhurya Rasa. Writing about like all these deep meanings and like the glories of the pastimes of like Braja Lila, like this. So that's one, writing all these literatures. Second, you write about this, but then you have to show that in this world, it happened. And so then they have to manifest, show to the world where these pastimes of Radha and Krishna took place. And so therefore now we know all these things. You come to Vrindavan, everyone can tell you where Seva Kunj, where's like all these different like places. It's all because of our Goswamis. And third, just because they're opening on the gate of this Raganuga Bhakti doesn't mean not following any rules. Therefore, Mahaprabhu also gave them as one of the mission to establish all the rules, regulation, like this. So, to establish all this etiquette. And finally, to help the devotees progress like very nicely in their relationship with Krishna, how to serve nicely. Then manifest all these deities of Sri Radha and Krishna. So then devotees can have like relation very quickly. So we can see the all these Goswamis, they manifest like different deities. Rupa, Sanatan, he uncovered like Govinda, Sanatan Goswami, Madan Mohan, like this. Jiva Goswami, he got deity of from Rupa Goswami, Radha Damodar, and so on. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Radha Raman, all this. So in the same way, all these four mission, Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself, like he did, but especially in connection to Mahaprabhu Leela. Look, this is Mahaprabhu giving this mission. What to speak of this mission to continue if at that time even the devotees don't know Mahaprabhu? They don't even know where his birthplace is. So we know how that time was like at the middle of so-called modernization time. Already so many like Western ideas coming, and now like and also many deviations from all the Gaudiya teachings. And therefore, even like local people, they don't know really the real glories of Mahaprabhu even. What to speak of Radha and Krishna now? So, therefore, we are always indebted. Gurudev would said that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, aside from all his books which he has written, we'll be forever indebted to the like two gifts that he has given to us. What is that? This Mayapur, the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, and his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Because by his son, then all these teachings was made possible to be preserved and like extended to more people. And now we can see how the Gaudiyas are expanding all over the world. This all started from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, like writing all the books, like the Goswamis, then we can see how Bhaktivinoda Thakur so mercifully, like he saved us from so much trouble having to research from all the writings of our Goswamis and have to read all each book one by one. What he did, now he like making like combining all and making it so like, oh, if you just read his book, then you'll have like an overview of the whole teachings. So then you can see just in Jaiva Dharma, then you'll have an overview of all the writings of our Goswamis. He's written also Chaitanya Shikshamrita, like a more concise way of explaining these teachings, this Gauravani. Then, of course, we hear like Harinam Chintamani, like so many books. Songs also, like the Goswamis have written all these songs. He himself also made it so easy that devotees, they may not be able to read all these books, but just by singing all these songs, immediately they will have direct experience of all these things that our Goswamis are teaching. So aside from writing, then discovering pastime places. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur especially discovered the pastime places of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his Navadvipa Mahatmya, you cannot find any other book like this Navadvipa Mahatmya where revealing all these pastime places of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And himself, he arranged that we will understand like where this pastime place, the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. So then, of course, etiquette. We know how Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he made sure that like Gaudiyas will follow exactly how the Gaudiyas like should behave and should follow. So you can see this from his writings. And specifically through his son, establishing all these principles and showing example, then this thing he did. So then finally establishing deities. Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself established deities of Gorgadadhar, Shirada Madhav, and a few others like deities, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Only by mercy of Vaishnavas, then we learn some of these things. They have brought us to the birthplace of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to his bhajan place, his birthplace in
or his childhood place in Birnagar, his bhajan place in Godrum, like this. They brought us to these places in Jagannath Puri. And now also we're learning like how he is answering all questions and showing all the like Siddhanta through this book, Bhaktivinod Bani Vaibhav. Daily our Vaishnava is explaining. So today we're observing disappearance day of this personality. We pray unto lotus feet of Srila Gurudev Vaishnavas that we'll be able to, under their guidance, we can truly become like their followers. Vanchakalpaturuvyashta kripa sindhu eva chapatita nam bhavani vaishnava namo namaha.
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्यगणाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्नि गौरतिषे नमः जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जाओते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार सद्गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा संजीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाश शंकर निष्कदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्व विश्व गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय ब्रज श्री मधुश्री प्रणेश्वरी श्रीमती धारणी की जय ब्रज देवीगण की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदी हरि हरि बोल टुडे इज गदाधर पंडित एंड भक्तिवन ठाकुर All pastimes glory is remembering. Why there is eternal world, other Brahmando, they are now preaching, teaching. But this world is, they are helping the jivas. The jiva remembering Yanu, jiva thinking about them Yanu. What they are doing, they forget everything. But eternal, this world, the present, the looking, how many followers is following their footsteps, and they waiting their mercies for. This is continue running, then will be present within Mahaprabhu and his parikar, which is now saying, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling two lines. One Archan Marga, one is Rag Marga. Vaidhi Marga or Rag Marga. The Archan Marga, there is Gadadhar Pandit's younger brother. His name is Dijabaninath. He is not staying Navadvip. He is staying Ritudvip, Champakatra. Mahaprabhu's time, he is worshipping this Guru Gadadhar. How? Gangadas Pandit, school they going, Guru Gadadhar, Gangadas Pandit, there this is called this, Vidyanagar. There to the coming, the Ritudvip, Dijabarinath, he is continue worshipping. He is everywhere is serving. Afternoon, there like is Surya Kunda, Radha Kunda nearby. He is prasadam arranging, food stuff, flower garland, all types serving. After this Dijabarinath service with this Gadadhar Pandit and Gaur Sundar happy, then giving them his own eternal service forever. Therefore, there is Guru Gadadhar duties present. These duties before Gauridas Pandit duties. Gauridas Pandit duties is like Mahaprabhu 12 years and 12 to 16 years is many times Mahaprabhu is there. Like 16 years Mahaprabhu before marriage, Nityananda Prabhu came meeting, then is there is manifesting these duties. But Dijabarinath near, Guru Gadadhar forever present. And he is serving forever. Direct, sometime Mahaprabhu not come, Mahaprabhu is Navadvip, Mayapur. That time, Dijabarinath serving here, offering bhoga, offering garlands, chandan. He is like nice kunja seva. He is serving. But they are feeling anywhere. After Mahaprabhu sannyas is gone, Jagannath Puri, then also he never stop his service. Gadadhar Pandit is where? In Totagopinath, Mahaprabhu, Gambira, but his continued service. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore is telling Ragmarga Upasana than Guru Gadadhar. And you Vaidhimarga Upasana, then is Gaur Vishnu Priya, yeah, Gaur Lakshmi Priya. Ragmarga Upasana no like this. This is over. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Godrum Bhajan Upadesh, there he is, everything is writing himself. What is Ragmarga Upasana? Anurag, how can coming? Mahaprabhu giving this continue jivas prema bhakti. But this prema bhakti is giving after jiva accepting, after how can practicing. Anywhere love, energy going that way. But this energy how can come back? Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, Bhaja Godrum Kanana Kunjavidum. Other way he is saying, Godrumapati Gora. But last he is telling, Sinu Gaur Gadadhara Kathamritam and Bhava Gaur Gadadhara Pakshachara. Gaur Gadadhara for is everything offering. And, but he is saying, Nadiya Godruma Nityananda Mahajan, Patiya Se Namhatta Jivara Karan. Nityananda Prabhu starting this Namhatta. But where are you going and learning? Mahaprabhu sannyas after every day continue within all bhakta devotees going to other pandit near. Everything is learning. Sometime Gadadhar Pandit speaking and singing Mahaprabhu Mahabhav Abhis, Mahaprabhu running, Mahaprabhu watching where Gopinath.
After he is giving Gadadhar Pandit the Gopinath Vigraha, then Gadadhar Pandit he is serving Gopinath, but how serving? Like as it is Mahaprabhu giving himself Gopinath. Gopinath is not difference. Mahaprabhu himself, his Swarup, he is giving Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit there is worshipping and serving. Bhaktim Thakur, he is writing any books, any grantha, yeah, everything. Before Gadadhar Pandit near Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and why Mahaprabhu cannot giving anybody space nearby, no giving shelter. Mahaprabhu need neutral, sannyasi. They are staying within Haridas Thakur, otherwise they were going Gadadhar Pandit near Tuda Gopinath. They are Rasatattva, Prajantattva, everything they learning. Gadadhar Pandit not writing any books. Mahaprabhu writing only 8 sloka, teaching, but Gadadhar Pandit not one sloka also writing. But Gadadhar Pandit teaching everybody's. This Rasatattva, Prajantattva, Bhaktitattva, Premtattva, Namtattva, everything is teaching. There too he is giving inspiration and instruction also. Our Goswami is writing for all books. They are in Vrindavan. Here is writing any books. Where going? Swarup Damodar Prabhu is near, giving Mahaprabhu hearing, but going Gadadhar Pandit near is correcting. Then is possible this is jivas for helpful. Yeah, jiva accepting. So all things is come our line Gadadhar Pandit near to. But Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and that time also Gadadhar Pandit with him. And his Jagannath Puri way, that time also Gadadhar Pandit with him. Last day in Jagannath Puri also with him. But all things Gadadhar Pandit, A to Z, all his teaching. Swarup Damodar Prabhu has no lot of time. He is within Mahaprabhu, continuing. But Gadadhar Pandit near, everybody coming. So here, Jagannath Darshan for going, then Mahaprabhu going, Gadadhar Pandit also going with him. Why? Mahaprabhu looking at this Jagannath, Baladev Subhadra, then Mahaprabhu complete his changing his mood. Yeah, Maharaj. So now is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what is doing? He came Jagannath Puri, then he is Harikatha for sometime going this Satasan Bhakti Kuti. He is speaking there. Sometime Jagannath Temple, he is speaking. But he is every day Tuda Gopinath near going. Gaudiya's is main important place. Mahaprabhu with his many others, everybody not going Jagannath temple. No entrance. Then Mahaprabhu manifesting Gopinath and giving Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit near everybody coming. Then Gopinath near is there everything. Discussing, hearing all time. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jagannath Puri, then Satasan Bhakti Kuti is Harikatha's place, Jagannath Temple, but Gopinath Temple is come Tota, Chatak Parvat near, after Purushottam Math, Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada is this installing deities and everything. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this assembly, there is telling this Paramarthi Udiya Patrika magazine. They are telling this Chatak Parvat and all Purushottam Math, Tota Gopinath with this big community, big place. They are all Babaji's, all Gosai and Jagannath Panda Pujaris, everybody coming this Bhaktivinoda Thakur near Harikathaspur. And also they are, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur mercy, they are understanding this Gopinath and Mahaprabhu non-difference. This Gopinath as it is Mahaprabhu. After Bhaktivinoda Thakur for this Gadadhar Pandit mercy and this like instruction, all Goswami's books, all Sanskrit, everything. Nobody understanding why Kali Yuga Jiva brain is very short and hot. They have no patience. They're reading nicely, learning Sanskrit, then understanding Goswami's everything, philosophies. Harinam not chanting, Guru Mantra not chanting, no time, no taste. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur very easily, he is starting this writing, translating and songs. Very easy, simple language it is. Starting, then telling all, mostly Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Mahaprabhu, very happy with him. And his, all our glories is writing, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But under guidance of this Goswamis, new things no. Goswamis, all philosophy, he is only translating and he is writing. But writing time, sometime Bengali language, sometimes there is mixed Marathi, sometimes Sanskrit, sometimes Maithili, not like his pure Bengali. So my Guru Maharaj all time telling, anybody changing Bhaktivinoda Thakur, any word, they are lost his bhakti and life, everything. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, anything writing, this is, everything is transcendental, spiritual. He is writing, Tātala saikate bāri bindu sama, sutabita ramani samāji, tāhe visarimana tohe samarpinu, ab nahi kuno kāji. He is writing songs, many languages with this. How many is no language? But everywhere is spirituality present, power is present. Telling anybody touching, reading, learning, hearing, anyhow remembering, bas, they are, will be connected, Gaura Shakti, Gadadhar Pandit with this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this Pranam Mudra telling, Nama Bhakti Vinodaya, Satchidananda Rupine, Gaura Shakti Sarupaya, Rupanuga Parayate. So he is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's speciality, Satchit Ananda Sarupine. Nama Bhakti Vinodaya, Satchidananda Sarupine. So Sat Chit Ananda, Sat Sandini Shakti, Nityananda Prabhu, Balde Prabhu, ya Guru Pad Padma, with his no relation, no understanding, then how can you entrain this bhakti's program? Their bhakti, his name is Bhakti Vinod, but how getting bhakti? Satchid Ananda Sarupine, Sat Sandini Shakti with his relation, Chit Sambhit Shakti with his relation, Chit Gyan, Krishna Sambhit Shakti, Aladini Shakti, Ananda Sarupine, Srimad Adharani's mercy. So this Gaur Nitai, other side, Dakhina Nitai Chad Bame Gadadhar. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur has communication relation. First need Guru, after Gauranga, after need Godhadhar. So he is very easily giving relation with his everybody, Godhadhar Pandit line. This is called Raganuga, natural love. Other by force, giving instruction, you do this, thinking this is too much for me. One day possible, two day, very hard, not possible. Bhaktivinoda Thakur very making soft and easy. But you remembering him, anyhow, any songs, any prayer, he is easily remembering Bhaktivinoda Thakur giving, offering this. Gaur Shakti, Godhadhar Pandit near. So today is Receiver's Day, but everybody know their eternal world, all time present. But all are is little bit remembering, this is our special puja. This is personally, this is our instrument, this is our sadhana, spiritual sadhana, life. Only following, respecting, remembering, glorifying, this is our special power which is nearby all are, connected all are. And neglecting, then very far in Maya. And following, respecting, then complete near and dear. Then their responsibility coming. Therefore, our parampara, acharyas, hearing yesterday also Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Bani Vaibhav. What is Samandagayan? What relation? All acharya, all guru varga, guru parampara, glorify you, remembering you, and thinking, respect offering, then you are God family members. But you have a relation with these many others, mundane, then you are blood family members. You are very far, you are no Samandagayan. Then how can you doing bhajan? Doing bhajan, maya bhajan. This is very easy. Therefore, he is telling, Naranali chada chadi, akhra bende korche bas. Dekho abar, eva abar kolis chala korche jibe sarvanas. Kolis, many followers, they are making many, many akhra, many, many ashram. Also shaving head, oh mala tilak, hair print, gaurunitai, gaurgadadhar, radesham, many printing, hair ring, this nose ring, bangles, hair tulasi, everywhere, dinnadanali, bas, ashram, but telling kolichala, korchijive sarvanas, but no guru parampara, previous acharya, no relation. Never glorifying, never remembering them. Oh, too much for me, too hard for me. Why hard? My family's, anybody's came, relatives, but I'm very happy. My son, grandson, my previous father, grandfather, grandsire, I'm very happy. Why not I'm happy with these my acharyas and guru vargas with these? Why have bitterness come? Why not respect them, remembering them, their bliss, their mercy, unlimited? Why not thinking? Then where am I? There Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Samanda Abhidya Prayojan. Necessary. The first guru it is Samanda. Then Abhidya, where from coming? Krishna Prem Prayojan, but Abhidya Srimati Radharani is near. Sivavritti, service tendency, active, kriya shakti, everything. Therefore, Rupa Goswami, Abhidya Tattva and Prayojan Tattva mixed. Das Goswami, only Prayojan Tattva. Telling Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he is Abhidya and Prayojan Tattva. Also, he is Vaidhi Marga, teaching for Mahaprabhu, giving order. But everything you are concluding and you are looking, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explaining very sweetly, Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Harinam Chintamani, Jaiva Dharma, his Bhaktivinoda Bani Vaibhav, his all these lectures, all harmonist, other all lectures he is giving, everywhere this spirituality and spiritual power present. You touching more than electricity power, catching in you. You cannot possibly inside Maya more. Bas, free from everything, remove everything, you will be free. But the time test coming for Harinam, then his life will be successful. Therefore today, that disappears. Following continue, every day, this is our vision, promise, then you will be life successful. Go to Manandi.